Welcome to Begin Again, Mama. I'm your host, Tia, holistic nutritionist, integrative nutrition health coach, prenatal and postpartum nutrition professional with a focus on whole person health. I'm not a doctor, and this episode does not replace advice from your specific provider for your circumstances. I am going to talk about first trimester health in this episode. If you're not pregnant yet and hope to be in the future, please go back and check out my last episode where I covered preconception health with a whole person focus. Like last episode, I'm going to cover my top five controllables I focus on in the first trimester when it comes to whole person health. Please keep in mind, much of what I'm going to say today is going to be in terms of the best case scenario. Know and understand that much of the first trimester lived experience, meaning what people actually go through during this stage, may not be realistic to accomplish best case scenarios, especially when it comes to nutrition and movement. This is your time to give yourself grace, as it can be a hard adjustment, especially if or when you're feeling early symptoms of pregnancy. You may feel nauseous, have food aversions, intrusive thoughts, extreme fatigue, constipation, gas, bloating, and other symptoms that make day-to-day life more challenging this trimester. I personally avoid this scale always now, just as a rule of thumb for myself, as I don't believe a specific weight is necessarily a true estimate of health. I personally have had an unhealthy relationship to this scale in the past, to the point it was an obsession. I ended up weighing myself most days of my first pregnancy, and mentally it was not healthy once again. I want to set this reminder that weight gain in pregnancy will not be linear. It will fluctuate. I recommend avoiding the scale in pregnancy altogether and just leave that up to your provider to monitor, as I know it can be a warning sign of complications. I'm going to do my best to give helpful tips throughout this episode, things that I needed to hear in my first pregnancy and continue to tell myself now. I like to focus on what we can control when it comes to our whole person health. That is taking care of ourselves by meeting our needs on a daily basis when it comes to our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual sides. Let's get into it. The first controllable is nutrition and hydration. There again is a best case scenario and a do what you can and it will be okay scenario. We got to find the balance between the two, because pregnancy is not necessarily the time to use it as an excuse to eat in excess, while simultaneously understanding it's okay if you can't stomach the most nutrient-dense foods right now. Do the best you can while understanding pregnancy is going to fluctuate and change as the days go on. So how much do I need to eat? Honestly, no more than you were eating before at this point. You're not exactly eating for two when it comes to food intake and calories. We are eating for two when it comes to nutrients, and that's why it's important to get as much nutrients as we can through our food. But honestly, it's easier just to listen to your body rather than count or track calorie intake, because each day is going to feel different, especially in this first trimester with those possible early symptoms of pregnancy. I find it best to take each meal as it comes, get ahead of those negative thought patterns and feeling like you're going to be eating like this the whole pregnancy. Because if you can't stomach much for nutrient-dense foods at a particular meal, that's okay. You have other opportunities to eat again and begin again, I promise. A tip that really helped me was eat more frequent small meals, especially if you're nauseous. Try to eat by the clock. Eat every 2 to 3 hours a snack or a small meal. This will help you in the third trimester as well, once you just get so big and there's not a lot of room to put food into the body. Keep snacks on hand, whether you are leaving the house or have some stored up by your bed so that you can eat immediately upon waking, or even if you wake up in the middle of the night and need something quick and easy, it's right there for you. So best case scenario, what do we want to eat at a given meal or snack? Again, best case scenario, we want about 20 grams or more of protein, 1 to 2 carbs, 1 to 2 healthy fats, a minimum of 1 to 2 veggies. So the more veggies, the better. It's kind of like a free food, and fiber. Protein is important because your body is going to be building a whole nother body, and it's going to be taking a lot of the protein from you. And it helps to reduce swelling. It helps to reduce nausea. It helps to maintain your muscle mass as your pregnancy goes on. Healthy carbs and healthy fats are so important for us. They're going to keep us full. We need carbs and we need fats. Ideally, the ones that are made by nature. That is the simplest way to know if they're healthy. Minimum of 1 to 2 veggies. It can be a common food aversion to not really be able to stomach veggies. I found it best to sneak veggies in whenever I could in a given meal or snack. That may be through baking, smoothies, cooking spinach into some meat, whatever it may be. And making sure we're getting enough fiber, because it is so common to experience constipation as the slowing of our digestive system kicks in during this trimester. If we add things like chia seeds, flax seeds, fruits, nuts, these things are going to be absolutely critical to keep our gut moving, and also add in some extra protein and extra healthy fats. We find ways that are going to check off boxes on each of these categories. It's going to be easier to make sure that the things that we're eating are more nutrient dense. We want to think food approach first when it comes to nutrients and vitamins, and ideally a whole food approach. When possible, reduce our processed foods and avoid ultra processed foods. Add some nutrients when you can to comfort foods. It's very common to crave or only be able to stomach really bland foods this first trimester. Maybe one morning all you can eat is a bagel, and that's fine. Maybe it's a waffle. Maybe one morning you can throw an egg on top, or an avocado, or sprinkle some flax seeds in it, or little things like that that are going to add up in the long run as you're eating them. Hydration. We want true hydration here. So focus on electrolytes and getting enough sodium and making sure that we're drinking about 10 glasses of water a day. The more water we drink, the better. Our body is going to be retaining a lot of fluid, and it's a good thing at this point to make sure that we are taking in enough water and really focusing on keeping that going throughout our pregnancy. Best case scenario here is to find easy meals that you can throw together in 5 to 10 minutes, and taking advantage of pre-made meals from the store. I found it best to not be the one cooking the protein I was making, because the smell of cooking meat in the first trimester was really hard to stomach. So if I could have somebody around me do that, that was great. Another tip is caffeine, making sure we are keeping our caffeine consumption under 200 milligrams per day. This includes our coffee and sneaky things too, like our teas and chocolate and whatever else that you may be consuming in a day. Double check the caffeine intake, because we don't want to overconsume caffeine in pregnancy. I remember my first pregnancy just hearing a lot about the foods to avoid and not really the foods to take in. And I felt really discouraged by that. There's a lot of pros and cons to the food always that we consume. And the truth is, we can get foodborne illnesses from vegetables just as likely as we are from runny eggs or lunch meat in our first trimester or any time in our life. But the pros for eating a vegetable outweigh the cons of the possible foodborne illness, and that's why you're not going to see vegetables on the avoid list when it comes to pregnancy. Do only what you are comfortable with when it comes to eating foods, and really weigh your pros and cons. Truly consider why we want to eat something and then make the best decision for us. I'm not trying to steer you away from caution. I definitely want you to tune into your body, tune into your intuition, and make sure that you're making the best decision for you that you feel most comfortable with. Our second controllable I like to focus on is movement. I feel like there's this narrative that pregnant people are fragile, and we're not. We're still really strong. We should still be exercising in the first trimester, unless otherwise stated by your provider. But you are strong, and we can and should modify when our body is telling us to during this time. But it is still really good for us physically, mentally, and mostly spiritually to get our body moving every single day. What that actually looks like in the first trimester may vary based on your energy level or your nausea, but any kind of gentle movement is great. If you have never worked out and not in a fit place in general while you found out you're pregnant, but you have the desire to start working out, be sure to seek out professional help when you start. If you have been working out and you want to continue it, perfect. I personally wouldn't go up in weights at this time, but I would continue what I was doing prior to pregnancy and really just listen to your body. It's going to tell you when you've had enough. It's going to tell you when you need to rest and modify, and leaning into that, making sure you don't feel guilty because you're not going to be able to do everything that you were doing before. That's okay. If you're exhausted, find some gentle movement that actually feels good to you. Drop the guilt if you can't or don't have it in you in a day to move. That's okay. You are growing a whole human inside of your body. You're not being lazy by skipping a day of movement. We need to honor our rest when our body is telling us so. On the days I don't feel like moving my body, I try to challenge myself to just start and do 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And then after I've started, ask myself, is this too much for me? Do I want to continue going? And then decide if it is too much to stop and feel good about that. Or decide, you know, I think I can go for another 5 minutes and see how long I last, because most of the time I actually can make it to the end of my workout and I feel really good about it afterwards. My energy is up and my body feels significantly better. My mindset is in a more positive place, and I never regret actually listening to my body when I do feel like moving it. The goal with movement is to be able to still have a conversation in short sentences. That's how you know if it's too vigorous. If you can't hold that conversation, you need to cut back a little bit. Movement will also help keep things moving in your digestive system, and it helps prepare your body for the marathon of labor and birth. Our third controllable is our mindset. My first pregnancy came with mostly hard days mentally and spiritually in the first trimester. I was still navigating life without my sister, and honestly, I still am today, physically with us while growing a human inside of my womb. Fear of loss was very top of mind. I had to lean into the fact that I could trust my ability to handle anything that comes my way. Even if it's the worst case scenario does happen, I can count on myself to show up. From personal experience from my first pregnancy, stay off Google. Monitor what you are taking information in from. Some of the books and podcasts and resources on Google made me feel a lot worse. So double check with yourself what you're consuming, if this is fueling your mindset for the positive or for the negative. Unfollow or remove yourself from groups and accounts that double down on your anxieties and worries. The last thing you need right now is to fill your mind with more anxiety and worries. We want to focus on filling our mind and our body and our soul with the things that fuel our sense of peace. Stress and anxiety will not change the outcome here. Do what you can to be in the present moment. Something that I have to really lean into and really focus on was, right now, I am pregnant. And resting in that truth can be enough if you're in the present moment. Trust your body and trust your baby. Trust this process. It is okay to ask for help. Therapy was and still is essential for my mental health today. Having a truly safe place to voice and express the emotions and feelings that you have can be so helpful. If therapy's not available to you, try journaling out and see what comes to you on paper, and asking your higher power, whether that be love, God, source, energy, earth, any, whatever your higher power is, ask, what do you need me to hear today? And see what comes out on paper for you. Try meditation. If you've never done any sort of meditation, there are some great free resources on meditation available specifically for early pregnancy on YouTube and Spotify. I know there's some really great apps as well that offer pregnancy meditation. I think that some of them you have to pay for. I did pay for an app my first pregnancy, and I'm really glad I did because it helped me navigate a whole lot in that first pregnancy that I had no idea I was going to even encounter. On the topic of mindset, engage in some gentle movement. Maybe that's just some stretching or a short walk. You may not be able to do everything you once were prior to pregnancy, but try to drop the shame and the guilt around that and focus on rest and grace and gentle stretching. It is so good for your mind and your body to do some long holds of some deeper stretches at this time. The fourth controllable I like to focus on, real food as supplements and possible extra supplementations as well. Prenatal for sure at this point. If you haven't started taking one, take one now. Weeks 4 to 6 of pregnancy form the central nervous system, the brain, and the spinal cord. We want to make sure that we are taking enough folate, choline, and B12 for this process. The placenta doesn't fully take over nutrient delivery until weeks 8 to 12. Early nutrient delivery comes from your endometrium, which is the inner lining of your uterus. We want enough in pregnancy. What we can't get from our diet, we should get as a supplement. It's always great to check in with your provider to get your levels checked to see where you do need to supplement extra at this point. But some things to keep in mind are omega-3s, which are a great thing to supplement through an algae source. And DHA, I personally find it best to supplement to make sure that we're getting enough, especially in early pregnancy. We also want to make sure we're getting enough choline. We can get extra choline through our eggs and legumes, meat, liver, broccoli, and cauliflower. Enough folate. Dark leafy greens are great for our folate. We also need vitamin A from orange vegetables or even cod liver, which could be an important thing for you to supplement. Talk to your provider. Vitamin C. When we want extra vitamin C, think color. So if we start looking at our plates, the more colorful our plate is with whole foods, the more vitamin C we are getting. It will help your body absorb that folate and iron, which is very important for pregnancy. We should get our iron levels tested prior to supplementing, because if we actually do need an iron supplement, this is a great time to start it, because so many women can become iron deficient in that third trimester when our body is trying to pump it out and give it to our baby, because our baby is born with a storage of iron that comes directly from us. Proteins. We want to aim for 100 grams of protein a day. This might be a good time to lean in some protein powder, some collagen or gelatin. B6, lean into B6 foods first. When you can eat things like avocados, banana, potatoes, spinach, seeds, nuts, and a supplement with care from your provider to help nausea. Magnesium will help with nausea and constipation. Our real food aids for magnesium are almonds, leafy greens, avocados, legumes, dark chocolate, and a possible supplement here may help. Recap of our supplements. Think of whole food first approach and supplement when and as needed. The cool thing about whole food first approach is a lot of our whole foods actually contain multiple of these nutrients that we need right now. The last thing I want to focus on for our controllables is reducing our toxic load. This is the time to start checking the ingredients list in your personal care items, your cleaners, your fragrances you're using, all of this stuff. Small changes make a big difference here too. Make these changes practical and avoid the overwhelming feeling that you have to throw everything out and start new and spend a ton of money, because that can creep in really quickly and discourage our potential to actually make changes here. We are doing this to promote our health and have a more natural pregnancy, home, and family as a whole. Many recommendations tell us to avoid foods and completely ignore our toxic load from ultra-processed foods, plastics, and synthetic fragrances. Consider swapping out more clean products that you're currently using once you need to refill them, rather than completely throwing everything away right now. Small changes over time that build up is true for our toxic load as well. This podcast covered a lot of best case scenario situations here. I want to honor the real lived experience as well. The lived experience of the first trimester can be very challenging. Many people feel fatigued, nauseous, have food aversions, and more. So take each day as it comes, each meal as they come, and know it's not forever. Remember, every moment we enter is an opportunity to begin again. It is okay not to live up to the best case scenario in this season. Just do what you can and know that this is truly good enough. I offer a free 30-minute strategy based on 3 to 5 days worth of a food log photos and conversation around your lived experience. I follow up with you for 2 weeks of virtual support while you implement the suggestions that we discuss. We then can talk about further options of support beyond the 2 weeks based on your needs. Coaching is extremely beneficial in all seasons of life because you don't have to make changes alone. You can do it with support and accountability and the knowledge of others who have gone before you in making these holistic lifestyle changes. Real life tips that have helped me towards these best case scenarios: reduce my time in the kitchen, repurpose all of my leftovers, use shortcuts at the store and ready-made meal options, eat by the clock every 2 to 3 hours, and don't wait for your hunger cues to kick in, as it could increase your nausea. Remember, give yourself grace above all else in this period. I promise the first trimester will not last forever. Quite literally, nobody is pregnant forever. And remember, we can do hard things because each moment we enter into is an opportunity to begin again, Mama. Thank you for joining Begin Again, Mama. I am grateful you chose to spend time with me. I know how busy you are and how precious your time really is. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe or follow on your desired platform. And when you do, please rate and review Begin Again, Mama. This helps me expand our reach. Until next time, remember, each moment is an opportunity to start anew and begin again, Mama.